on katetalk.co.za,
on the app,
on DSTV channel 885,
and across the city on 567 AM.
Well, every week at this time, we look to start your day off with a very inspiring story by inviting someone onto the show who has sort of overcome adversity, turned their life around, and displayed resilience in the face of hardship, and really become a sort of an icon and a role model in and around this particular country. Now, this week's guest is Zimbabwean-born South African national rugby team legend Tendai Mtawarira, also known as The Beast, and he's been appointed by UNICEF as a regional ambassador for Eastern and Southern Africa. Sarah Jane King had a chat to him.
Tendai, welcome to Cape Talk and to Weekend Breakfast. It's such a pleasure to have you with us on the show. Just tell us initially, first of all, Tendai, welcome to Cape Talk and to Weekend Breakfast. It's such a pleasure to have you with us on the show. Just tell us initially, first of all, congratulations, I should say, on this partnership with UNICEF and your ambassadorship. How did your relationship with UNICEF begin?
Yeah, thank you so much, firstly, for having me on the show. But the relationship with UNICEF started last year, where I was kind of doing a lot of campaigns, adding my voice to campaigns around vaccine equity and also around education. So that's where it kind of began. And then the seed was planted. And they also, as an organization, looked at, some of my prospects. You know, as you know, I'm running the Beast Foundation, which is empowering the youth and doing some good work in the communities. So they looked at me as an ideal candidate that they would want to have as an ambassador. So, which is truly an honor for myself, you know, because I've always wanted to do humanitarian work and be at the forefront of, you know, the well-being and rights of children.
Tell me something. I know that you traveled to Mukuru and you spoke to young children in the area. Take us back a little bit to your childhood and some of the people that you looked up to, that you aspired to be and were inspired by.
Oh, yeah, sure thing. Experience in Nairobi was quite humbling. You know, and I got to be, you know, in the informal settlements where there's a lot of, you know, children and families facing a lot of challenges. So, you know, for me, I was just humbled and inspired to see the smile on their faces despite their circumstances. And as you say, you know, it took me way back, you know, to that time when I was still back in Zimbabwe. And, you know, I was fortunate to, you know, to grow up in probably a middle-class home. And my dad was the provider, and he went out there and worked out to provide, you know, food on the table and send myself and my two siblings to school. So it was quite a happy childhood, but we didn't have, you know, we didn't have much. And circumstances just got tougher and tougher because of the economy in Zim at the time, in the early 2000s. But, I was inspired by other individuals, you know, that broke barriers and were able to ride above, you know, their challenges and become great. So I always wanted to be that kind of person and inspire those that would come after me.
When you look back on your childhood, Tendai, if I'd have asked you when you were 10 or 11, you know, what is it that you want to be when you grow up? What would you have said?
I think when I was 10, I would have probably said I wanted to be the goalkeeper for Manchester United. Because I was an avid soccer fan purely because of my father, and he loved Manchester United. So I played goalie for my team in primary school. And I wasn't too bad on the soccer field, but obviously rugby just ended up being the avenue for me to channel my size, you know, my strength. Yeah.
Just talk a little bit about sport and the importance of sport, not just for yourself, obviously, but for young people as well, particularly young people in Southern Africa.
Yeah, I think sport is, you know, so powerful. You know, sport changes lives, you know, and I think it's got a big part to play in where we want to go as a continent. And you know, sport literally took me from, you know, from the bottom and put me right at the top. You know, put me on a pedestal, and you know, gave me you know, the ability to provide for my family. You know, and just and do other meaningful things. You know, so I think sport is so powerful, and we just need to harness the talent that is there, because you know, the lack of opportunity that exists, especially in the southern part and eastern part of Africa, you know, I think there needs to be more vehicles that create opportunities for young people that wanna, that aspire to play professional sports, you know. So I think my foundation, for instance, is playing that role, and I know there's other foundations. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done, a lot of investment at grassroots level. So yeah, I think it's how we can inspire the next generation.
Yeah. Tendai, you spoke at the start of our conversation about wanting, always having wanted to do some humanitarian work. And I wonder if we could maybe look at that a little bit more. People look at you as, you know, the rugby star and perhaps the a glamorous lifestyle and much. It's something that often people perhaps have an idea. I would love to do that because they have an idea of what the lifestyle might be, or the you know, the money looks attractive and all of that stuff. But where was the desire to do humanitarian work? Was that something from growing up that you always had an interest in, or did your career take you to places where you saw where you could insert yourself outside of sport?
Yeah, no, certainly. I think it was my journey, you know, that I took that inspired me to you know, want to help others and give back in a big way. I think, you know, when I look at my story, you know, I wouldn't have been where I am today if it wasn't for people that gave me a chance, that, you know, invested in me, you know, put a shelter over my head, that propelled me to become who I am today. So I've always wanted to do that for others. You know, I think actually I remember having a conversation with Sia some time back, and we spoke about, you know, that it's such a privilege to, you know, to be a Springbok, to be able to win World Cups and do great on the field. But what ultimately you'll be remembered for is for, you know, the lives that you impacted, you know, the lives that you changed. You know, that's the greater part of your legacy. So that's where it all comes from, you know. And obviously my foundation was something that I dreamt of creating whilst I was playing. And obviously didn't have much time when I was playing to do a lot of things. But it was something that I would aspire to have, you know, to have a vehicle that actually works in across the continent, not just in South Africa, you know, has a pan-African approach and inspires and helps youth, you know, to become great and achieve their wildest dreams. So it's something that's been embedded in me, but it probably is something that I didn't speak about a lot when I was playing, but it was certainly there.
As a goodwill ambassador, you join other very high profile advocates, David Beckham, of course, fellow sportsperson, the wonderful Angelique Kidjo. What are you hoping to achieve as an ambassador, Tendai?
Yeah, so you know, as a regional ambassador for Eastern and Southern Africa, my mandate is to, you know, to be vocal about the well being and rights of children when it comes to access to quality education. And, you know, education is one of the greatest equalizers, and I think it will have a big part to play in the future of this continent. And also be vocal about, you know, things like climate change, climate crisis, and how that's affecting, you know, a lot of the countries that are in the eastern and southern part. I think as we have seen, you know, lately we had the floods, you know, that affected, you know, KwaZulu-Natal and the VAD as well. The cyclones that have been tormenting Madagascar and Mozambique, you know, so we've had a lot of issues in regards to that. And that also, you know, just kind of, you know, just makes the whole situation worse when it comes to the well-being of children and access to opportunities. So, yeah, I'll be vocal about that, you know, with decision makers and policy makers in different countries. And just, you know, being an advocate and also be part of the fundraising campaigns that UNICEF has. So I'll be traveling all over, you know, being in the field, interacting with the kids, and hopefully, you know, attending events with, yeah, with the other ambassadors that you mentioned, you know, Angelina Kidjo and David Beckham, and just, you know, be able to collaborate and even make a bigger impact.
Yeah, for sure. Just finally, one thing I didn't know about you until we were due to do this interview is that we actually share a birthday. We were both born on the 1st of August. Now, I've hit the other side of it. But I wonder, you're approaching it, dare I say that, not quite yet, but in a few years' time, from a personal perspective, what is there left that you would like to achieve? Maybe before 40.
Yeah, I think I've obviously embarked on a few new ventures in my next chapter. You know, I've obviously worked very hard to make my transition a success. So, you know, one of the things that is probably hanging over my head right now is my MBA.
Wow.
So I'm studying my MBA through Henley Business School, and I want to complete that before I turn 40 and graduate, and of which hopefully I'll get it by the end of next year. And then as well, you know, I've got, you know, other business ventures, and I'm an entrepreneur. You know, I'm running a small security company, and I wanted to scale up. I wanted to grow and become a key player in the security industry. And as well, you know, I've got other passions that people that don't know about. I'm actually about to launch my own wine collection.
Wow.
So this is really exciting. I've done some partnerships with a couple of prominent wine estates in the Cape. So watch this space. That's going to be pretty cool. Just another side to myself, things that people don't really know about me. So that's something that I would want to obviously happen.
Yeah, and,
yeah, pretty much. And then just to mention as well, you know, Rock Nation, you know, helped me to amplify, you know, my business interests in a big way and my other endeavors. So, you know, credit must go to them as well, because they're helping me to just achieve my wildest dreams, you know, beyond the playing field.
Yeah, fantastic. Tendai, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for making time with us. Good luck with all of those ventures that I'm sure you will achieve way before you hit the big 4-0. But of course, we will be interested to see your work as the UNICEF ambassador. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you with us. Thanks so much.
Oh, thanks for having me. Take care, sir.